Prabhupada was high tech. He was always using the cutting edge. He had always the newest typewriter, pen, the best pen, Parker. And somebody, when he was translating before, then somebody came to him and said, Swamiji, what are you doing? And he made a play of words, park kar raha hun. So in Hindi, kar raha hun, I'm doing, and par means I'm ferrying across. Ferry, you know, like between two banks, you ferry. How do you call it? So I'm par, you know, par param, higher. So par karrahum. So I'm bringing people across. I'm bringing people across. But it also means I am using the parker. I'm parkering. So we are screening the Bhagavatam online, as I can see. Amazing. Yes. So, Kali Maharaj is engaged in Krishna service. He must be very happy for this Kali Yuga, that he's getting some special benefit. He's an interesting tattva. Sometimes described as a devil, sometimes as a, you know, just, he has a seva, tamasika shakti, Kali. Okay, so, Canto 6. Which is Krishna's chest in the Bhagavatam, and in the chest some of us have what?
Heart.
Yes, some of you. So Krishna's heart, who is in Krishna's heart? Radharani, always, yes. So it has the same number of verses as chapters, 19 chapters as in the first canto. There's like 19 signs on Krishna's feet and on Radharani's feet. And this is chapter, and it's Poshanam, Krishna's mercy. Canto 5 was Sthanam, how Krishna supports those who follow Dharma in the universe. Different planets are described through their prayers and Dharma. So how Krishna supports structure through consciousness. And here, Poshanam. Poshanam, how Krishna nourishes or gives mercy whether his devotees, whether they follow Dharma or even if they don't follow Dharma. So we have those who didn't follow Dharma for some time in the earthly realm, that's Ajamil, in the heavenly realm, that's Indra, in the subterranean realm, like some demons described here. So it's a very interesting canto, very kind message of this canto, and we are on verse 8. Aho prajapati patir Bhagavan harir avyaya vanaspatino shadishcha Sasarjorjam isham vibhu. Aho. Alas. How do you say in Slovenian? Alas. Yoi. Yes. That's good. Yoi. Rajapatipati. The Lord of all the Lords of created beings. Bhagavan Hari. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari. Avyaya. Indestructible. Vanaspatin. The trees and plants. Oshadhi. The herbs. And Sasarja, created. Urjam, invigorating.
Invigorating.
Isham. Food. Vibhu. The Supreme Being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities, including all the Prajapatis, such as Lord Brahma. Because He is all-pervading and indestructible master, He has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. Purport. Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, reminded the Prachetas that this vegetation had been created by the Lord of Lords to provide food for everyone. If the Prachetas tried to kill them off, their own subjects would also suffer, for trees are also required for food. Short and simple. Aho prajapati patir bhagavan harir avyaya vanaspati no shadishcha sasarajorajam isham vibhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities, including all the prajapatis. Such as you, meaning prachetas, such as Lord Brahma, because He is the all-pervading and indestructible master. He has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are like the honeybees, because whoever takes shelter of such devotees of Lord Chaitanya, even if he is dog-like, Prabhupada says, or actually a dog, Shvapi, will also get a share of that honey. Yeah, take shelter somehow or other, one way or another. There's a dog in Vrindavan. I hadn't seen him in half a year, and he got so grown up, I mean so mature, this half a year, or whatever, a year. Before he would always try to touch. Now he's already, you know, he understands, okay, he doesn't like to be touched, so he's showing his enthusiasm, but, you know, he's respecting the distance. Tam Srimad Krishna Chaitanya Vande Jagat Guru Mesyanukampaya Shvapi Mahabdim Sandaretsukam. Another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the guru of the whole world. By His grace, even a dog can cross a great ocean very happily and easily. And another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yasya prasada gyopi sadhyak sarvagyatam vrajetsa Sri Chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Zelena prestolnica Europe. A suitable verse. Green capital of Europe. Yes, and in this verse, the moon god, is saying, hey guys, you know, keep hold of yourself. I understand you may, you know, do some cleaning that sometimes is necessary, but don't burn all the trees. And these remotes, can you control the verse? Can you jump to 13? Here Prabhupada says that next, yeah, just go next, next, next. Yeah. Or go on top and you cannot. Can you write there? No. Okay. So one more time. Click. Then left. Delete. Up. Yes. Delete and put 3 here.
And
I don't know. And then enter. Ta-da! See how much fun. a little lower. It's a clear. Maybe you can make it a little bigger for everybody to see easier. If it's possible. Antar deheshu bhutanam. Antar inside. Deheshu bodies bhutanam of all the living entities. Atma aste harir ishvara. The Lord is the heart of the heart. Is in the heart. Is inside. So therefore, ikshadvam, you must see sarvam tadhishnyam. Everybody, you must see tadhishnyam as his temple. So we have many verses like this, but this is one of them. Isn't this somewhat like yogis do, or maybe some impersonalists or something? Is it good for bhakti? So he says, evam, this way, vas, with you, toshito, will be happy, hyasau, hari. Hari, the Lord, he will be pleased with you. If you look like this, if you meditate like this, that everybody is Krishna's temple, then Krishna is pleased with you. So that's part of his preaching. So the same thing he says here. He uses different arguments for convincing the Prachetas not to burn the forest. So sometimes forests may need to be burned, and sometimes they need to be protected. So it depends on the necessity. How should I speak? Should I speak like this, or what's the? Because for me it sounds too much. But I know if you sit somewhere in the back, then it's some. I don't know what's. Yeah. So the 10 Prachetas got out of the ocean where they were doing their tapasya for 10,000 years. And why were they doing their tapasya? Why did they go down into the ocean to stop breathing and do austerity? To qualify themselves for Grihastasham. Every time in the Bhagavatam, you see, the father says, you go get sons, go get married. Yeah, they say, yes sir, and they go to the forest. Not discotheque, or nightclub, or beach. No, they do go to the beach, but they don't stop there, they go down. They go under, and they do austerity until they see Krishna. Until they see Krishna. And Krishna comes, and you can see that Garuda, it's very interesting, they are down at the bottom of the ocean, and Garuda, it turns out, we still don't, even nowadays, the Americans have the fifth generation fighter jets, so they can fly forwards, backwards, sideways, stay on one spot, whichever you want. But they cannot fly underwater. But Garuda can. So it's no problem for Krishna. Of course, Krishna is, you know, he's Krishna, and so he's flying. Then he goes underwater, and then he comes to the Prachetas, and they go. 10,000 years they didn't breathe. Yeah. That, you know, like they say, hold your breath, like wait for something. So 10,000 years they were doing austerity, and then Krishna comes and they he blesses them. He says, I'm very happy with you. I'm very pleased with you. Especially I'm pleased that you are friendly, that you cooperate with each other. And therefore I am blessing whoever meditates on you every evening will also be like this, will also develop this mentality of unity in diversity, being friendly, being able to cooperate in harmony with others. And so he gives them a very high, gives them very high blessings. He blesses them. You will remember me. You will not forget me. And they ask what they ask, Sadhu Sangha, devotee association again. And then here we see they come out. It's Chakshusha Manvantara. Quite a lot of time passed, and it's Chakshusha Manvantara. And their son is Daksha, reborn. It's a different, I mean, it's the same Daksha, but after five Manvantaras, he was doing tapasya. He didn't like his goat head. He thought it's not fashionable to go around with a goat head. But they come out and they burn the forest. They burn the forest. They see it's too much forest. And tapasya is one of the 11 places where anger lives. In fourth canto, 12th chapter, verse 11, Brahma gives Rudra 11 places. So in the beginning, Brahma has to populate the universe. That's his task, to give everybody a machine for coming back home, back to Godhead. And what is this machine? This is human, this human body, especially on earth. Even Vaikuntavasis ask Tulasi Devi, they say, oh dear Tulasi Devi, you're so special. We may smell better, we may smell nice, we may look nice, but you are always at Krishna's lotus feet and on his chest. So, which tapasya did you do? Please tell us. We will go to earth and do the same tapasya, and maybe we can also get this blessing in the third canto. Verse is there to illustrate how nobody has envy in Vaikuntha. They see only the good in others. They appreciate, they glorify everybody's service. That's, if you want to go to the spiritual world, that's something we need to learn. When you see somebody, you find how nicely the person is serving. Not the mistakes they do, but what nice they do. That's otherwise we cannot live there. So, Brahma has to populate, and first he creates five kinds of ignorance, sort of challenge, I would say, manifests them. It's a long topic in itself. Tamamoha Mahamoha, Tamisranda Tamisra, five sufferings. Ignorance, ego, false ego, attachment, raga, hatred, and fear of death, Prabhupada says. And then he doesn't like it, so he creates four principles of knowledge. This is the four Kumaras. So the four Kumaras, they are the principles of Sankhya, Yoga, Tapa, and Vairagya. So they are knowledge personified. And Brahma tells them, dear sons, would you like to be able to create children just by thinking? Like you think, it would be nice to have a child who is a personification of Sankhya Yoga,
And then, boom, he's there. So nice.
What do you think?
Careful.
Because it's a possibility. You can go to Brahmaloka and then you can be able to create them. But it doesn't solve your problems in itself. So Brahma creates them. Nice. I mean, who can desire for better children? Four Kumaras. Shaktivesha avataras. They are almost in every list of avataras. Four principles of knowledge. Would you like, I mean, whoever is a grihastha, would you like to have a child who is an incarnation of knowledge? Incarnation of Krishna's power of knowledge. Sounds very good, no? It's like, yeah, it's very prestigious thing. I can, you know, when I meet my friends, you say, so what your son is doing? Oh, he's an architect, yeah. Oh. Mine is an avatar, you know. What avatar? No, Shaktivesha, you know. He's the incarnation of principle of Sankhya. My God, you know. It's you would think so. No, not so fast. Because Brahma tells them, dear sons, so four principles of knowledge, please go and procreate. You know, principles of knowledge, so they should have nice progeny, right? So there will be very good temples, body temples for people, machines for people to come back home, back to Godhead. So everything seems good, you know, and they are super, I mean, Shaktivesh avatars, they must be super good. And they are not naughty. They are not from Vrindavan. Or even from Mathura. You know, they are not naughty. They are very, you know, they are more from... So he tells them, dear sons, go and generate progeny. He didn't tell them how. He didn't even ask them to have sex, actually. Because that was before he created Manu and Shatarupa. So basically, he gave them the chance to create just by their mind also. It's a new idea for some of us. Well, some people nowadays adopt, yeah? They just adopt children, isn't it? That's something similar, right? So, nice children, four Kumaras, and they say to their father, Brahmaji, no, father. What? No. How no? They say, father, we want to develop knowledge. And they do not just say, they don't just, you know, try to avoid responsibility and they sit in their room listening to AC/DC the whole day, you know, and night, doing nonsense, playing video games or something. No, they always stay 5 years old, and they actually go preach, go, you know, do tapasya, they do something, write books. Gradually they actually even come higher, but so they actually have a good reason not to follow the order. So then Brahmaji says, I must control myself. And he controls himself, but then Rudra comes out from his forehead. And anger personified. And as soon as he takes birth, he starts screaming. Ah! And then he says, father, give me, where do I live? And he says, okay, he gives him 11 places. He says, 4, 12, 11. He says, in earth, in sun, in moon, in the moon, in water, in the air, like tornado, you know, or earthquake, or in the false ego. So Prabhupada puts impersonalist there. In tapasya. So if you are hungry for a long time,
you can see that anger is somewhere nearby. It's also there. So that's, and if you are angry, then tapasya is useless. So tapasya is there to actually be to train to be free from anger. And then he gives them these 11 places, then they start procreating, and then there are millions of rudras and they destroy everything. Because they are rudras. So then Brahma says, it also didn't work. So then he says, okay, wait, come here. You see your brothers, the four kumaras? See, they do tapasya. So you do like them. Enough of progeny now. It's not time to destroy the universe yet. So you go meditate. Like your brothers. So if you think you can be a pure devotee, controller of the universe, creator of the universe, have direct phone, secret phone line to Krishna, like Brahma does, all help, anything he needs, Krishna appears. He can call Krishna and say, Krishna, I'm sorry, the earth has disappeared. And then, boom, something falls out from the nose. He said, what is this? We don't have, running nose in Brahmaloka. And then it grows. And then it becomes like a big pig. Brahma thinks, my God, I haven't seen anything like this before. And then it roars. Oh! And then everybody says, oh, that's God. And somebody says, nobody has better sense of humor than Krishna. You know? And then he lifts, and it's so eccentric actually, just appear from a nostril, like fall out from the nose. Who would, imagine such a way of appearing in this way, or in this world. And he lifts the earth and then he can create. So he's Brahma, but he still has problems. So, therefore the Prachetas, they did tapasya, they saw Krishna personally, and they still have some anger. So, some of this anger can be used in Krishna's service. So they converted some of this energy into fire to clean the earth for agriculture. Recently I read a very unexpected article. It turns out that in the Americas, Southern and Northern America, there were more people than in Europe. And there were huge cities. And the only reason why they didn't discover them, and they described them as savages, because the first Europeans who came there, they brought disease. And especially, what's worse, they brought pigs. And these pigs spread the disease forward. So when the next, after just 50 or 100 years, already those settlers came, not just the explorers, but the settlers came. The only people they found were the survivalists. You know this movement in the world of survivalists, those who know how to survive in the forest. So all those stories about savage Indians, they are savage because they are a few people who escaped from the cities and survived in the forest. Because the cities were wiped out, like totally wiped out by disease brought from Europe. So it turns out that Amazon and the prairie plains, they were planned by those American Indians. They were landscapers. So here, huge Amazon forests were planted. And the prairies were cleaned. And it was all carefully monitored, how much forest is there, how much free space is there. So they were landscaping on the continental continental scale. It's quite amazing. Anyway, so Genzi Prachetas are doing something similar. They're coming up the forest. They have to rule the world, so they have to landscape the continents. But they get too carried away, you know, because when you start, you think I'll use anger in Krishna consciousness, but then we get used by anger. Yesterday I saw some nice quote by anger, about anger, that anger is the punishment we give ourselves for the mistake of others. So another one did a mistake, and I punish myself for this, which is very weird, but very popular. So fortunately, Soma comes and says, whoa, guys, wait, look here. You need the trees, don't burn all the trees, they are food. Not only food, also Oshadi. So everybody's Krishna's temple. He goes further. First he pacifies them a little, then he gives them a higher preaching about everybody's Krishna's temple. And they are the food, and Oshadi is also medicine. So the best medicine is food, and the best food is medicine. That's the harmonious, holistic approach when everything is balanced. Like, not as an advertisement, but as an example, our glorious Madhu Manohar from Brezina or Brezice, how we call it. You can see he is almost never sick. Is it? Of course, he denies. I told him. He says, no, I also get sick, but it passes in 1 or 2 hours. I get sick only for 1 or 2 hours. So because he grows this food, so there is some exchange with earth. If you just buy from the supermarket, that's, you don't know what's, how much is there. But he grows this food, so therefore you can see he's has a good health. Of course, it has to be, all has to be balanced. So, Soma, the lord of taste and the Oshadhis, he tells the Prachetas, you need it. And then he tells, so you can see, he mentions Hari, Hari, Hari. He does a little Sankirtan to, because that's the only thing to conquer all anartas. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. When done in a proper mood. The name and the mood together. Prabhupada quotes Trinada Pisonichana and Manadena in the previous purport. And it seems to work out well. In the end, they are able to control their anger, they rule, and we are here. All the descendants of Brahma, the Prachetas, Daksha, Sattvika Shaktis, some Damasika Shaktis are there, or vice versa. And we are in the best place in the universe. You can see it's very peaceful. It's the highest blessing. The Prachetas are asking from Krishna when he comes to them in the ocean. Yatre dyante kathamrishtas trishnayo prashamoyatam. Nirvairam yatra bhuteshu nodvigo yatra kashchana. Oh Lord, if you want to give us a blessing, please let us be there all the time where the river of sweet Krishna Katha is flowing, which prashamo pacifies all the suffering, creates nirvairam, creates friendliness to all the living entities, or literally lack of enmity. Non-animosity, friendliness, nirvairam. Prabhupada translates as friendliness, kindness. Kindness to all living entities. And removes all anxiety. Like it's hard to find here anybody who is anxious or disturbed. Some are very peaceful, you can see. But Prabhupada in the translation says, at least for the time being. So during the class. So why they come out and burn? Where is nirvairam? Because no katha. So Soma comes and gives them katha. And then they cool down and do all their duties. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sweet nectarian Bhagavad Katha with the bee-like devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ki jai. Hare Krishna. Shri Panchatattva devotees ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, any questions on ecology, forestry, medicine? Also the verse says urja. Food gives nourishment, power, proper food. Yeah, that verse there. You had some comment about Amazon or about...
Yeah, I wanted to ask how did they find this out, how did they research it?
They you can check, like, maybe... 5 or 10 days ago, Urmila Devidasi put it on her this. I don't remember. Did I share or not? Some professor he was studying, and then he studied the records of the first explorers who came, and some other things. Anyway, this seems to be a well-researched conclusion. Which Westerners don't like, because it turns out that the whole civilization was wiped out. Some things remain, like all these, you know, Inca pyramids and things like this. Anyway. I hope nobody is going to ask about Inca pyramids and Aztec empires. And because... I wouldn't know what to tell about it anyway. But Parikshit Maharaj and Ambarish Maharaj did rule the whole universe, I mean the whole earth, even some neighboring varshas. So what's the conclusion from this? Today's verse. Don't burn all the trees. Yeah? Or? We are not burning all the trees, are we?
We need trees.
Huh?
We need trees.
We need trees, good. Yes. What else?
Don't
do too much tapasya. actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the Amagraha that everything has to be done. That's the definition of virtue. Of virtue. Kripost? Verlina? Kripost? It's the definition in the Bhagavatam. Svesve dikare yanishta saguna parikirtita. Viparyo to doshasya ubayos evanishchaya. That what is good is acting according to one's qualification. Not more, not less. That's virtue. Like in the previous verse, Prabhupada speaks about Shudras eating goats. Hare Krishna. So it's okay. Not recommended, but if that's their position. And what is dosha, a defect? This is acting not according to one's position, either lower or higher. Also Niyamagraha in Bhakti Aloka, that's how Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it. This is a verse Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes in Jaiva Dharma when father sees atheistic son coming to preach to him materialism, and the father controls his anger, thinking anyway, Svesvedi Karayanishta, that's his level, that's his understanding, he does what he thinks is best, he doesn't know better. So I should not criticize him. Of course, he's already renounced the world, so therefore that's also his acting as a sannyasi, trying to be equal. Yeah. So that's everything. So tapasya also has to be done properly, not too much, not too little, not too long. It can be much, but short. You know, like we have marathons, but not too long that knock you out. Or another thing is moral licensing. After this, you think, yes, now I can do any damn thing. I can eat 15 pots of halwa, whatever, and you get sick. Or, and Greeks also, they say that they put it as one of the virtues themselves, temperance. Not too much, not too little, proper measure, balance. We call it balance. Having proper balance of everything. And this is Krishna's definition of yoga, samatvam yoga uchate, balance, proper balance. Not too much, not too little. All right, and at the same time, these are just the secondary aspects of the main process of Krishna Katha, Krishna Bhakti, and meditating on Krishna. You can see Soma gives them some preaching, but he always mentions Hari, 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 and to purify, to give them some Krishna. And then he says, meditate on everybody as Krishna's temple. Meditate on everybody as Krishna's temple, his place of residence. Krishna's place of residence. So especially if you feel angry, just meditate, Krishna is in the heart. This is Krishna's temple. This is Krishna's temple. That's bona fide meditation, recommended every time. Even Prabhupada says for madhyamas. Sometimes we think it's for only uttamas, but uttamas they see, madhyamas practice. So, dear Krishna's temples, Hare Krishna, time to get power, energy and strength. Not only for your deepest spirit, but also for the temple. Put a little cement on the temple, a little grain in the cellar. Hare Krishna.